Well, joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plimpton Fire Captain John Sherstedt. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine. Thank you for having me.
Well, we know Fire Safety Week is coming up, and usually during the month of October, we'll have a couple different fire departments on talking a little bit about what they're doing. I know you've folks of departments have had open houses in the past and done things like that. Things got a little changed during COVID, and we're just sort of figuring out what's going on this year. But you have a contest that you folks are running. Tell me what it's about and who can enter the contest.
So the contest is for school-aged children, kindergarten through sixth grade, to get a little creative with fire safety. The message this year is learn the sounds of fire safety. And we came up with the idea of having school-aged children put together a video that shows the unique, fun, safe ways to create a video that shows how they're learning the sounds of fire safety. The children will create this video. They're going to post it on Facebook. It'll be open to post on October 3rd. And the contest will run through October 9th, which is Fire Safety Week. And whichever video gets the most likes will win the contest.
And it's amazing how creative kids are. It's not just a piece of construction paper anymore with stop, drop, and roll. That was sort of like, you know, in my wheelhouse back in the day. But kids now producing these great videos, very creative. And you said the sounds of fire safety. What would be one of the sounds of fire safety?
It could be sirens from the fire truck. Mm-hmm. It could be the smoke detector going off, carbon monoxide detector going off. Anything that's related to fire safety that alerts children, families, even adults. A lot of adults don't really pay attention to it. The goal here is to get them to really think about it and notice it when they hear it.
And how can they find out how to enter this? Is there a page that they can go to, and how do they go about it?
If they go to the Plimpton Fire Department Facebook page, on October 3rd, we'll put up a post that explains the rules and what we're looking for. And they can post the video right in the comments section.
And what about, here's the good juicy part. What will these young directors possibly win if they have the winning entries?
So every entry is going to get a little bit of Plimpton Fire Department swag. Mm-hmm. But the winning entries will receive the swag as well as an interview with the most wonderful host on WATD. Who's been, as I just found
thank
out.
Thank you.
Who I just found out has been here 31 years today.
I know, isn't that scary?
Not at all.
Chained to the desk.
Yeah.
They let me go out once a year on Christmas.
Yeah,
very nice.
And free parking, I heard.
Always, that's the big draw.
So we'll have a great interview with you, Christine, which I can't thank you enough. And they'll also have a Area 58 Television has agreed to post the video as a PSA on their page.
That's terrific. And again, entry limit time and how they can find out how to enter this contest.
They can post on the in the comments section of the post that we put on October 3rd.
And that's Plimpton Fire Department.
Plimpton Fire Department Facebook page. It'll run until October 9th, and whichever video has the most likes on October 9th will be the winning video, and we'll have different age-appropriate contest winners.
You're going to have some great entries, I know it. I'm always so amazed by how creative kids are and now how technologically advanced. That's terrific. What a great idea. And, of course, we'll have the winners back here and talk a little bit about it. Again, that's Plimpton Fire Captain John Sherstedt. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing this great idea.
Thank you, Christine and WATD, for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll be back with traffic and weather next.